Okay, today Be'ez Hashem we're continuing in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos. We are up to parak Hei, Mishnah Ches. Shiva mine pranios ba'al ni'olam al shiva gufei aveira. There are seven types of pranios that come to the world for seven different categories, I guess you could say, of aveiros. Miktsasan ma'asrin, miktsasan einan ma'asrin. Some people give ma'aser, some people don't give ma'aser. Meaning this is talking more generally about chumas and ma'asros, meaning not just ma'aser rishon. If there's a drought, then some people are hungry and some people are going to not be hungry. Some people will have what to eat, meaning because some people give ma'aser and some people don't. Some people will starve, some people won't. If everyone doesn't give ma'asers, then there's going to be a type of famine that everyone's going to be hungry with. And if everyone decides not to be mafresh chala, then there's going to be a famine that's going to be that's going to wipe people out. Meaning, it's not just that everyone's going to be starving; people are going to be dead as well. Devar bali olam, when there's a plague that comes, al misos hamurus b'torah shalom nimsu lebeizdin. It's because there are misos that people are chayiv that for one reason or another beizdin is not able to punish, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes it with devar. Ve'al perushvius, and because of the shemitah, not treating shemitah produce with all the proper dinim that you're supposed to treat Shemitah produce, meaning the Bartanur points out, if a person does schora with perushvius, you're not allowed to do that, it has kedusha, that you're not allowed to do schora with it, so that's also a reason for dever to come to the world. Cherev baliolam, al inoy hadin, cherev comes to the world because people, the judges are not, do not act with alacrity to make sure that they take care of a din right away. Val ivus hadin, and also they don't get it right, they mess up the din, and they paskin against the halacha. So those are all reasons that those punishments come. Moving on to Mishnah Tes, and we're continuing the list now. Chaya ra'a bali olam al shua shav al chil Hashem. Chaya ra'a comes to the world because of shua shav and chil Hashem. Shua shav sometimes means shua sheker, sometimes it means just a shavua that, you know, there's no reason to say that, you know, you say about something obvious, or you say something that's obviously not true. Meaning, you take this wooden shtender in front of me and say, "I take a shvur that it's made out of gold," or a shvur that it's wood. Either one is a shvur shav. Galus bal diolam al avud zar val gil erayis val shichas dam val shmata saaretz. And galus comes to the world because of avud zara, because of gil erayis, and because of murder shichas damim, and because of Hashmata Saaretz, leaving over the land during the Shemitah year, meaning the halacha is you're not allowed to work the land during Shemitah. So people, who work the land during Shemitah in violation of that halacha, that brings about a sense of galus. So now we move on to another list. Barba prakam adever misrabe. Four different times where there's going to be a lot of dever. There's going to be plague. Berevius in the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle. Ubishvius in the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle. Ubamotzoi shvius in the year after the seventh year, umosaya chag shebchol shana v'shana, and right after Sukkot each year. Why? Berevius meaning ma'aser ani shebeshlishis. The reason in the fourth year is because ma'aser ani in the third year. If we didn't do what we were supposed to do in the third year, you're supposed to give ma'aser ani instead of ma'aser sheni. That's a huge financial difference for a person because ma'aser sheni you're allowed to keep and you're allowed to eat. You just have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Ma'aser ani you have to give away to somebody else. So, if we're not careful about that, that's going to bring about dever the following year. B'shvius meaning ma'aser ani shebeshishis, and the reason that often happens in the Shemitah year is because the sixth year is a ma'aser ani year. U'mosoi shvius meaning peru shvius, and mosoi shvius because of peru shvius that maybe we were not mafkir for the aniyim the way we're supposed to. U'mosoi achag shebchol shana v'shon me'gezel matnos aniyim, and mosoi sukkis every year because of the gezel of matnos aniyim, because of stealing of the matnos aniyim. Meaning the halacha is you're supposed to leave certain things for poor people, the leket, the shicha, and the peya. And you know, with vines, there's peret and there's olilos and things like that. So you have all these matnos aniyim. So by the sukkah's time, it's become evident whether you have or haven't done that. And if you haven't done that, that's when matzoy sukkah's. There's going to be problems. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Ches, we said that there are seven different types of pranos that come about because of seven different types of averos. Number one was some people give maaser, some people don't, and therefore some people starve, some people won't. Number two was, if no one gives maisros, there's going to be famine. Number three was, if we're not mafresh challah, there's going to be famine that leads to death. Number four was that there's going to be plagues for Mises Bezin that Bezin can't carry out, and for not treating Shemitah produce properly. Number five was that there's going to be war in the world for perversions of justice. And then in Mishnah Tess, number six was that wild beasts are going to roam because of Shua Shav and Chil Hashem. And number seven is that we're going to have Golos because of the big three and because of Hashmat HaSa'aretz. And then we said that there are four times that there's going to be extra plagues. In the fourth and seventh years, because they follow Maaser Ani year, where we didn't give Maaser Ani. In the year after Shemitah, because we didn't leave the Shemitah produce for the Aniyim. And Motzai Sukkos of every year because of all the Manos Aniyim. So all four things that we're going to suffer Dever from relate to not giving things to Aniyim that should have been given to the Aniyim. Bezras Hashem, next time we will pick up with Perakei Mishnah Yud.